guys? I'm good today. Don't be afraid. I know I'm intimidating.
How close to what you can do at practice is game conditions, game ready?
I think we're early right now, you know, in a lot of areas regarding who's playing with who, all that things. Today's really our first day, and you can make assessments on, you know, well, this is the line and that line and this combination, you know. I wouldn't say you're going to be spinning your wheels, but, you know, for us, they know clearly there's an evaluation taking place. Lines could change tomorrow. D pairs could change tomorrow. Right now, we're just building the foundation of team play and trying to go through different areas and different zones, make sure we understand basically the foundation. Because it's going to be an escalating process involving conditioning and preventive maintenance and injuries as well.
From a lineup standpoint, what are the biggest challenges that you have to go through now with no preseason games?
Well, with the lineup now, we just have to make an assessment, and it's every day, and we're all watching, and we're all making this assessment. You got a 2-3 week training camp. You know, you can juggle people and this and that. Where's chemistry in here? Where's that? You know, somewhere in here. You know, you can see already we're doing 5-on-5 and we're doing maybe not scrimmages, but there is some areas where we need to see where people are. So we're making assessments, all of us, every day. And as the week goes on later, you're going to have a pretty good idea who's where, and then you're going to get comfortable the last day or two with your group, and then you can start talking about potentially lines and who the pairs are, and the players will have put themselves in the position that they are.
With the 48-game schedule, you know, obviously there's the contract implications for March. How good does he have to be to stay here?
I don't think Mark has to be he doesn't have to get carried away with being an impact player. He's a young player. He's a 19-year-old player. He's had a heavy load this year. We would manage him like we've managed him before. You know, you have to make a decision, and we have a shorter time frame now in regular season games to do that. We'd have to make an assessment on, can he be in the lineup? Can he stay in the lineup? Can he play? Can he carry 8, 9 minutes, 10 minutes, 14 minutes, 16 minutes? That's really going to be dependent on him. You know, so as we're watching everybody, we're watching him as well. You know, and we're not trying to put pressure on him. Young players want to play as soon as they can for a lot of different reasons, you know. And we have to figure out what's in the big picture with him. And he doesn't have to do anything he's not capable of. You know, is he going to be a top six player for us and start there? It's hard to say if he'll land there by the end of the week. But he doesn't need to worry about being a top six player and logging 16, 18 minutes or whatever that is. If he can be whatever that is, a third line, fourth line, if it goes to second line, great. You know, whoever the second line is. I'm waiting for your list, by the way. And then we'll see, you know, like, we just want efficient minutes, and then you just have to deal intelligently with development, and does that process continue? Sure. Sure.
Maybe Mark offers you something in the short term that no one else does, but Kevin has to make sure that it's going to last a long time. Do you see yourself in a situation where there could be friction between you and the GM?
No. I think the GM is, when it comes to decisions that pertain to personnel, I think they have to be the ones that are the more intelligent of the group. Even with coaches, because coaches deal on a daily basis and on a now basis, and the GMs and the staff there, they have to step back, and they know all the rules and everything else, all the implications. They have to see what's good there. I don't. What's good for the player there? I don't have a problem with that. You know, if if I really liked him, I would give my piece and say I really like him. You know, if he asked the question, will he continue to improve and continue to get better? If he starts the first game and has 7 minutes, do you see him climbing to 12 minutes? Well, those are the decisions he thinks about, where I'm thinking about if he can give me 6-7 minutes. You know, I'm thinking of that too, but not to the degree that he is. I don't have a top role for a top six role, bottom six role designed for him. He like all players, will let the, you have to let your game speak for yourself. You know, let your actions be the voice of your of where you're going to land. If he earns his way into a top six game three, game four, great. If we see him climbing and doing great, then good. That's all good. If we manage this well and we determine that our game is going to be four lines and it's going to be, you know, 9-10 minutes for that fourth line and they're a dependable line, great. You know, that'll depend on a lot of factors. Remember, we talked yesterday about conditioning and, you know, trying to manage minutes and conditioning levels and where all that's at. You know, you're going to look and see where everybody's at there. So, you know, and how our team play is and how our team game is, we don't want to be chasing games. Mark? Yeah, I see maturity, you know. I see more comfort for me. I think he's probably, like most young guys, putting a lot of pressure on himself and trying to assess every move you make type thing, but he just needs to let this thing play out a little bit, you know. I think we're going to be patient as we can be. Yeah, he's a good player, and I watched him play in Barrie when we were out, and I liked him. I liked a lot of things that he brought to the table. You know, and the other thing, too, I mean, there's a maturing process there that he goes to the World Juniors counted on, and he puts up numbers and had a, you know, a good tournament. So it's something that I thought we managed intelligently, you know, from Chevy's standpoint, allow him to go back to junior, be a key guy, which he's shown that he is that guy, and when he certainly did that when I watched him play in Barrie, and they put pressure on him as a key guy to World Juniors, and I thought he responded well. You know, I'm sure that he and they would have liked to have had a little more success, but from our standpoint, I'm happy, and I think we all are.
And the lack of practice time hurt his development, just given the condensed schedule?
Lack of practice time from ours,
yeah.
From our standpoint? No, you know, I think not really. I think he's got his load of practice in junior, and then you got that World Junior, which is a pretty, got a handful of stuff to deal with there. That's all maturing, you know. You got to deal with flight times and going over there and trying to manage that. And you've got the best players. Now you're playing against the best defenders. Some good players in that tournament. So, no, I mean, it, you know, could he have been better off in a three-week training camp? Possibly. Hard to say, you know, because he's matured from September through till January when we got him, because he's had this exposure. So it's all been good. So I don't know that he'd be any farther ahead. You know, do I see him as long term as a right winger? The answer would be not really. You know, but I think it's healthy that he's willing to take part as a right winger and learn that position. That'll only make him better down the road. You know, I think he's a center. I like him as a center, but I like him as a right winger. It's about development, so if he can be a contributing member of our team and develop and can stay in the lineup and play, then that's going to be, you know, the task.
What does this week mean for Burmese
Cup? Well, he's like everybody else. I don't see Burmese being any different than anybody else, you know. I'm sure he wants to have a little bit better year than he had last year. He kind of had two seasons last year. I think that, you know, he'd like to, you know, he's a very passionate young player that wants to have success. So, you know, I think he's just trying to get himself prepared to play, you know, and whatever role that you give him in, and he'll take as much as you can give him, you know. And all we're looking for, and I've had conversations with Burmese, is that he's trying to bring his A game as quick as he can, and he's trying to really get to play the certain ways that we're talking about, that we talked about last year and in the springtime. And when I saw him early, when I saw him in St. John's, there's some things we looked at. So he's trying to make those changes. They're not easy changes to make. They're habit-forming things that he's trying to change, but he's passionate that way, and I respect that. So you're patient with him. Just keep trying to do it. I've liked him. He's a really dependable player. He's a good player. And he can play a lot of different ways. Eventually, his offense is gonna catch up. And that's just a matter of time. And sometimes you don't know with young players.
Is he more on an assessment list this week than, say, a Little or a Ladder?
No. No, I know Burmy. I like him. I don't see him as a guy I'm looking to take out. I'm looking to help him. Well, if you're talking just with those two players, they both play with speed, and they both play a north-south game, and they both like to shoot, and they both like offense, and they're both, in my opinion, they're both reliable defensively. And I like Jokinen, who I don't know very much, but I have done some research, and I've liked him today in a lot of ways, especially when we're talking about checking defending. Seems like he's been well coached over the last couple of years, and it shows. And so Kaner, to me, came a long way from the first game last year to where he ended up even a month into the season. So he made some really big strides there. So I just think that for them, the way that they play suits each other. I've got to allow for some chemistry to take place as long as the effort's there and they're not losing sight of their defensive roles or their checking roles. Then the third guy is the guy that might be the glue. And that's what you have to find. Is it Kyle Wellwood? You know, he's a smart player, you know, and he's a passer. So it's pretty hard to ignore what potentially they can do. You know.
As of right now, would you plan the tomorrow line combination for like the sixth game?
You know what? I discuss it with our coaches because we're trying to make assessments every day. So off the top of my head, I don't see a real need for change after one day. Like, I mean, I know it's the second day, but it's really the first day for us that we dealt with team play. And I don't see the need right now, but there could be some changes there. Well, you know, I don't know that we expect a lot more from Mark Stewart than he gives. He's a pretty sincere player. And you know he's going to give you what he gives you. The fact that Bogosian is out, you have to look at how you're going to manage that and how you're going to manage those type of minutes. So, you know, right now he would move into that, you know, that top area there. How much minutes does that get shared and balanced around? Those are all things we have to look at. So, you know, Mark plays a sincere game. You get what you get with Mark, and it's pretty consistent. You don't see a lot of differences there, you know. So he's just got to be able to execute simple plays and keep his hard, passionate game in check, and I'll be helping him try to do that.
What is it you like about Perry Fern's approach to defensive
play? You know what? Perry is coached a long time. I don't know that we have a lot of differences. He brings a lot of detail. He's a very good coach. I can see that when I talked to him in the summertime when I interviewed with him. He's well respected, and he has a lot of good tactical areas that I would be a fool not to use. So it's important when you deal with players, with coaches that are like of experience and that type of knowledge, you have to allow them to coach and to grow and to feel part of it. He has a lot to offer here, and he's not doing anything differently than what we did last year. There's a couple of little tweaks. You know, we talked about cutting our goals against down. Well, if you're just going to talk about it, or what are you going to do? So you have to restructure. You have to either, if we built the foundation last year then how are we going to tighten the bolts? It's very easy to sit and say, well, we need to do better on special teams and allow less goals against. Or is there a little bit of tweaking here and there that we can start doing this? Is this a little bit better? In my opinion, he brings a lot to the table there. And so between, because I'm a very passionate north and south guy, sometimes you got to recognize that north and south is good, but let's make sure we're able to go defend and then go north and south. And so, and we're you know, if you look back at the numbers of the, with the teams I've had, they've all defended. They've all done well on the goals against. So, you know, I think the responsibilities I gave him today is no different than I would give Charlie in areas and Pascal in other areas. For now, in a 5-day training camp, it's perfect. And I'm not insecure enough to sit and say, well, geez, you know, he's running some drills. Hey, bottom line is we're trying to improve. We're trying to all, our goals are the same.
Yeah,